Yorkton. The Yorkton Chamber of Commerce released its election 2024 talking points documents for both the upcoming provincial and municipal elections July 26. Mike Stackhouse, chair of the chamber's policy committee, indicated the documents are intended to generate interest and discussion about the upcoming elections this fall. The chamber identified areas of interest to the business community and has made recommendations in each of those areas. It is up to the successful MLA to carry the provincial concerns forward to the Government of Saskatchewan and the 2024-2028 City of Yorkton Council to consider the municipal concerns, said Stackhouse. The chamber wants people talking about the recommendations and to discuss these with the respective candidates for either the constituency of Yorkton or for mayor and council, added Stackhouse. The five areas of interest in the provincial talking points document include taxes and red tape, education, infrastructure, workforce, business development. The four areas of interest in the municipal talking points document include property taxes, city budgets, business development, infrastructure. The chamber has a responsibility to provide information and leadership on key business issues. It is important that both orders of government ensure their policies and legislation assist businesses to establish and grow, said Sunil Shah, chamber president. Working on the premise that, when the business community is strong, the entire community is strong, the chamber is confident these recommendations will ensure Yorkton will continue to thrive, added Shaw. The municipal document also contains information about the nomination process to run for mayor or council and the time commitment involved in serving on council. The Talking Points documents are available from the chamber office, the chamber website, the Pump House Athletic Club, and Source Embroidery. The provincial election is expected for October 28, while the municipal election is set for November 13. Stackhouse said the chamber encourages the citizens of Yorkton to vote in both of these very important elections.